government has been advised to introduce a significant stimulus plan for the economy when the immediate COVID-19 crisis is over. However, the budgetary watchdog, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, has also warned that all options must be kept on the table, including spending cuts and tax rises, to bring the public finances back in line once recovery takes hold. The council was set up at the insistence of the Troika during the last financial crisis to try to ensure similar mistakes weren't repeated. Sebastian Barnes is its acting chairperson. We can speak to him now. Sebastian Barnes, good morning.
Good morning.
In the report, you say that actions taken so far to tackle the immediate economic crisis have been appropriate. Tell us more.
So the COVID crisis, so it was a huge shock, obviously, to many aspects of life. But in terms of the economy, it's been a very quick, very sharp shock. We've got almost a third of the population is either unemployed or on some kind of short-term work scheme or being assisted. We've probably got a 20% fall in economic activity in the early part of the year. So it's a massive shock and very, very disruptive, particularly for businesses that face big cash flow pressures. So it's been absolutely right that the government has used its balance sheet very quickly, put a lot of money into the economy to make sure that the businesses survive, to make sure that people can make it through this really difficult period of lockdown.
We don't really know what's going to happen next, of course, but there are many different paths the economy could go down. You outlined three scenarios in the report, what you call mild, central and severe. Which path do you think we're heading down at the moment?
So hopefully, I think it's very hard to tell, and I think you're right about that, but hopefully I think we're heading more towards the central scenario, which is basically that the lockdown measures are eased, as the government says, and then we'll be still in a difficult situation, but the economy should gradually recover over time. Investment will be very weak, consumer spending by people will be very weak, trade will be weak, but eventually, particularly if there are these stimulus measures, those things should pick up. So we very much hope that's the scenario.
And the report says that different measures will need to be introduced during different phases of the crisis. Like what?
So basically, so here we're just in the emergency phase, so we've had these supports. Over the next couple of years, probably, we'll be in this period of high unemployment, weak demand, and so that's when we're going to need the stimulus, probably a package over several years, a sizable package, probably we're talking about billions of euros will be needed, and that will probably last for a couple of years. But over the life of a new government that might last 5 years, over the second half of that period, most likely, we'll then need a period of adjustment. Public debt will be very high, which will be necessary because of the crisis, but will mean that in the future Ireland will be vulnerable to shocks, for example, to higher interest rates or to other crises that might hit. And there'll be a big permanent gap in the budget balance, perhaps around 6 billion in the central scenario, but it could be a lot more than that. Or it could be less if we're lucky. And so it's during that period that some adjustment measures will be needed. But I think a key message is whichever of these scenarios you take, including the severe scenario, much less adjustment will be needed than was the case in 2008 and 2010. So we think it should be possible to avoid a return to the kind of severe austerity that people will remember from 10 years ago.
Yes, but when you say adjustment, you are talking about some austerity. In other words, tax hikes and spending cuts, aren't you?
Absolutely. So, again, there is a lot of uncertainty, but I think it's very likely there will need to be some combination of spending reductions, or at least putting spending on hold, at least freezing spending for a while, and some tax increases. But as I said, the scale of it should be nothing like what we saw in 2008 and 2010.
There are other risks, of course, apart from the pandemic, such as a hard Brexit and changes in international tax, for example.
Exactly. So I think obviously the COVID crisis is by far and away the biggest risk, both in terms of what happens with the evolution of the pandemic and also what the economic consequences of those are. But we shouldn't forget that actually a year ago we were talking about the risk of a hard Brexit. That risk hasn't gone away. It may still be there at the end of the year, and it could be very harmful. I think we need to take that into account. And it's the same on the corporation tax side. The state has become very reliant on corporation tax from multinational companies, which is a net injection of money to the economy. If that were to evaporate overnight or run down fairly quickly, that would also make the situation more difficult.
Sebastian Barnes from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, thank you for speaking to us.